share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Feelings are immaterial things that we sometimes wish we could just put down, throw away, and leave it behind. This woman in Zhejiang, China was probably overwhelmed with what she was feeling when she concocted a revenge plan on her ex-boyfriend. The woman was identified as Liu, and after some scheming, she asked another man, Zhu, who was pursuing her to help her take revenge on her ex. Zhu then went to a man named Chen to rent Liu's ex-boyfriend's Audi. When the car was in Zhu's hands, he then took it on a traffic offense spree according to Liu's instructions. For illustration purposes only, committed 50 traffic offenses. In the span of 2 days, Zhu had beat 49 red lights and had one count of speeding, which totals to 50 offenses, according to Global Times. This alerted the local police to investigate further into this peculiar case. After questioning Chen, who had rented the car, they found out that Zhu drove the vehicle in question. Promised to date Zhu if he committed the traffic offenses. The authorities then approached Zhu, who confessed that he only committed those offenses as he was pursuing Liu, the mastermind behind the whole plan. Apparently, Liu had promised him that if he took revenge for her, then she will go on a date with him. When questioned, Liu admitted that she did this in order to take revenge against her ex, who dumped her to date another woman. For illustration purposes only, this is certainly a very complicated love rectangle, square. Even though you might be feeling intense emotions, it's best to calm down and think thoroughly about something before taking action, as you might regret it in the future. Also read, lady sends 1,000 kilograms of onions to cheating ex's house because it's his turn to cry. Source. Takahiro Taguchi L. Unsplash. Source. Wu Yi L. Unsplash. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.